Krishna's opulences are infinite. But we are coming to the end of the list in chapter 10. So, chapter 10, the opulence of the Absolute, text 39. Yachchapi sarabhutanam bijam tad aham arjuna na tad asti vinayat syan maya bhutam characharam. Yad, whatever. Cham, also. Api, maybe. Sarvabhutanam, of all creations. Bijam, seed. Tad, that. Aham, I am. Arjuna, O Arjuna, na, not, tat, that, asti, there is, vina, without, yat, which, syat, exists, maya, me, bhutam, created being, chara acharam, moving and non-moving. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Furthermore, O Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being, moving or non-moving, that can exist without me. Purport. Everything has a cause, and that cause or seed of manifestation is Krishna. Without Krishna's energy, nothing can exist. Therefore, he is called omnipotent. Without his potency, neither the movable nor the immovable can exist. Whatever existence is not founded on the energy of Krishna is called maya, that which is not. There is Krishna and there is maya. But what is maya? Maya is to think there is no Krishna. So basically, there is only Krishna. Because if I see something that's there is no Krishna, it means I don't see the reality. I see something illusory. My vision is illusory. So today I was walking in the beautiful Tivoli. I found a new path there. And it's been already two times. I see something black is moving between the trees. It's moving. And last time I couldn't find. But today I just stopped and waited. I stopped and waited and waited and waited. And then this black thing couldn't wait any longer. And it came out to look at me. So what was it? It was a beautiful black squirrel. Squirrel. Viverica? Viverichka, yeah. Very beautiful, dark brown. Almost black. Like black brown. Like almost black. Maybe it was black, I don't know, because it didn't show. So it looked for a short time. I looked at her, yes, I told her, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gauranga. She tried to figure out what that means. And then she just, and ran. So, I saw squirrel. But I didn't see Krishna. So was there a squirrel or was there not a squirrel? So, the squirrel was there, but my vision was maya. Because I didn't notice Krishna. Although maybe it's not completely maya, because now, how many hours later, six, seven, or how many hours later, I remember, no. She is Krishna's energy. She was very beautiful, very muscular, very quick, and with beautiful fluffy tail. So that's Krishna. All these energies belong to Krishna. Even how she was hiding, it's also Krishna's funny nature. How she's hiding, then not hiding. It's in some parks you can see there are squirrels that come and eat nuts from the hand. But here you can see a lot of completely wild. Yet those two deer came from the forest, and you have a lot of very wild, like not yet used to humans, and not so used to humans. So Krishna says, movable and immovable, chara acharam. So when the squirrel was moving, or when the squirrel was not moving, or even the tree that never moves unless there is wind. He is inside. He is the seed. So it's all coming from him. He gives the design, and you can see that his design is so good that when we come to see a beautiful architecture, that's nice. But if we only look at human architecture, we get stress. We become stressed, and we get high blood pressure. It's normal. That's normal. So they say if you go just for 15 minutes in the green, in to see Krishna's architecture, Krishna's design, it immediately lowers your blood pressure. Anyway, it's just one example. There are many. Blood pressure, the whatever, stress, anxiety, so many markers are there, so many factors. So that's Krishna's design. It's present there, and it has a healing influence. Also, Krishna's design is so amazing. Like again, in that park, how is it that from the top there is at least two, I think, two or three streams, so of water, potochki, yeah. So water should be down, not up. And even if there is no rain, like there was no rain for how many days? It was very hot, and there is steady stream, and even this stream. When you simply hear, it also makes you peaceful. You think, oh, nature is beautiful. Yeah? It's like a mantra. They say that the sound of water is the sound. Om is present in the whisper of water, in the buzzing of the bees, laughter of children. Om is present. Water sound. Tolling of the bells, laughter of children. What else did I say? Yeah. So and bees, the bees, buzzing of the bees. So om is bzz, om. It's present there. So it was so long ago. I read it. I can't even remember. Yes. So it's Krishna's design. So Krishna designs. He puts mantra into even, and also, you know, how is it that water is on the top of the mountain? I think also Smarnagora we have some. It's high, and on top you have water. So he's arranging, you know, he has special pump. He, you know, the mountains are pressing here, and the water pushes it up, and then it comes out and then flows down, and you can drink. So well designed. Perfect design. So movable trees, immovable mountains, very well designed. You may not always understand or see, but it helps. Prabhupada writes in the first canto that if you are rich, you will have a garden or park in your, even whatever, you know, Versailles or any, or you can see the richer embassies. They have some green. Yeah, they have something green. At least a lawn. Travnik? At least you will have some grass. Something you have. So that's Krishna's design. That's Krishna. Of course, the stones and architecture, you know, designs of humans, that's also ultimately from Krishna. So our task is to look for this Krishna's presence. In the very end of the Uddhava Gita, Krishna says, Ayam hi sarva kalpanam sadrichanam atamama. I consider, this is 11:29, I think 16, let me see. It's the other one, okay. 11:29, around 20. He says, I consider this method to be the best method of perfection. Madbhavam sarvabhuteshu mano vakkaya vritibhi. To find or to meditate on my presence in all the living, in all creatures, meditating with your consciousness, with your words, and with your body. Mano vak kaya. Mano vak kaya. So body, so we come to the temple and we dance Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We see, it's clear, right? Or we go to the mountains. And here, this is why I love Ljubljana. First time I was... I didn't know. Actually, the first who showed this to me was Ananda Chaitanya Maharaj. That you just come to the tracks behind, and you can see the mountains. I don't know. I was coming like for a few years, and I, because you don't see it every day. Sometimes you have clouds, and you don't see the mountains. Yeah? But sometimes it's clear, and you just come, you know, 5 meters behind, and you can see Brana, Planyava, I think. Krvavec, I think also you can see a little bit, yeah. And it's just mountains, but you look at the mountains and it's like cool breeze cooling down your mind. Yes, the mind, if you don't remember Krishna, it's boiling. Yeah? And you go look at the mountains and it becomes peaceful. Becomes peaceful. First canto also says it's that the sight of the mountains is the inspiration for a transcendentalist. Chapter 13 describes it. So you can, if we can't find Krishna, if you don't know how to find Krishna in a temple, at least in the temple of nature, there's nobody who will deny. Or the stars. Doesn't matter how atheistic people are. You just look at the stars. If they look at the stars and then they think behind this star there's another star and behind that star there's further and further and further, and then you get some awe. You become very impressed and you think, oh, this is infinity. They accused Georg Cantor, this mathematician, that he brings mysticism into mathematics. He speaks about infinity. What is this? You bring... I mean, many of them were quite religious, actually. Cantor, Gauss, they were speaking about God. So, with your body, you know, look where Krishna shows himself a little bit. Then with your words, how to meditate on Krishna's presence with words. Actually, I don't know. You tell me. How can we... With prayer. Okay. Very nice. Yes, with prayer. With prayer. Also, with Harinam. Yeah, we go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then all of a sudden some burly guy is walking on the street and sees the Harinam, hears the Hare Krishna, and says, oh, Haribo! And you see, oh, such a nice, how did Vasudev Datta was saying, Tisi taka dobra dushica. Right? How did he say? Something like this, something very funny. It manifests. It comes out from that. Yes, Krishna is there. With our word. So mantra, singing, prayer. We pray. Pray. Also, you know, how do we talk to the person? Depends. If we say bad words, he will show his bad side. If we say nice words, he will open, we will see, oh, he's a devotee. It becomes obvious. I think there is some proverb that even animals like a good word. Yeah? And they show better their better nature. In Vrindavan, our VHE is in the Goshala, so many years ago, there were, you know, I remember these bulls, they are tied during the daytime, you come to a bull, and he's afraid. Because only, you know, some cowherds, they come and they, rough. So they are afraid. So it takes a little time. You come and you scratch them here, scratch here, and then you're not dangerous. Of course now, the last, I don't know how many, 15 or 12 years, they're taken care of so nicely that these bulls are like kitten. You come to them and he gives you scratch here. Also the ones on the street, they are super peaceful. You come, he's very peaceful. Sometimes he comes and he looks, you have something? No. Okay, then scratch here. So, yeah, they can also manifest that they have a good heart, which is the seat of Krishna. And, okay, thoughts, that's easiest. Mano, or the mind, to see Krishna with the help of your mind. You just think, Krishna is there. Krishna is there. Yeah. I heard someone, I forgot who, someone, there's this guy who takes interview from everybody. So he took interview from somebody who gives this exercise that you take 5 seconds a day and you think, may he be happy. May he be happy. So, one woman who took this course, she, I don't remember, she wrote to him or she called, I don't remember how she gave the feedback, but she said that my job, which I have been hating for the last 15 years. Every day I hate it. Every single day. But yesterday, she said, I remembered your exercise, and I look out of the window, there was somebody, and I thought, okay, may you be happy. It took me 3 seconds. She says, this was the happiest day in 15 years in my horrible job. I felt the happiest in my 15 years on this job. Even though it's so simple. It's so simple, but it's so... So this is why Krishna says in the end of the Uddhava Gita, in the end of the 11th canto, that Ayam hi sarva kalpanam sadrichano. I think this is the best method, Krishna says. I think this is the best method to meditate. Immovable and immovable. And this is what he says also here. He gives you 81 way to see him. 81 meditation is offered. And this is the end. And he says, that, okay, you see me as the seed or the design, I can say, because seed is the dynamic design. Immovable and immovable. Without my design, neither movable or immovable can exist. So if we do this, if we take Krishna's help, and if we try to use the body, the words, and the mind to look for him, to find him in a bona fide way as he is offering, then, well, this is the success of life. This is the success of life. Krishna consciousness, remembering Krishna. Yes. And then even in the squirrel, we probably, hopefully, will be able to remember Krishna. In the trees. And especially in devotees. Especially in devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gauranga. Krishna's Vibhuti Yoga Ki Jai. Krishna's squirrels, trees and rivulets. And Drevesa. Zvezda. Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Okay, some... Any comments, questions, points? He can't ask.
Can't ask?
Yeah.
His, how did he ask that?
by private message. He said that the option is off. How is it off? It's not off. So is it? No, people are commenting. It's there. Three. Write a message. Or reload.
More comment. We hear all these different ways and opportunities to see Krishna, and how come that we are like, we always forget that?
Yes.
We even forget see Murti, you know, Prabhupada,
and
the mantra every day, and devotees every day, and we are like blind.
Maybe we are not hungry. You know, when I'm hungry, I see food everywhere. I see food from 3 kilometers away. Yes. But we are already a little nourished. A little nourished. We think, yeah, I've already seen Krishna 3 years ago. And it gives so much nourishment. True, we feel much better. We don't have such a strong hunger. So therefore, we forget to look. Yeah, so two ways. One way is to keep reading and studying that we remember. who said, somebody said that some old relative died, and then they checked the cause of death, and it turned out to be starvation. The old auntie turned out she died of starvation. And it's not that, you know, there was no food, there was food, and she was coming, and she was eating sometimes, but she doesn't care. Like, even, you know, like my mother 1 year ago, she just, even now, she doesn't want to eat. She says, I have no taste, I have no hunger, why should I eat? The father has to push, eat, you eat. And so it can happen that, you know, we have no taste, and we will not eat. It's natural after some time, at a certain point, physically. On the other hand, we see that if you have strong taste, if you have taste, then it's never enough, like drunkards. Yeah, they can be totally drunk. And they say, "Who is drinking? I'm not drinking. I'm okay. I just take a little." Even Prahlad Maharaj, he says that, "I have no taste for your katha. I'm so greedy and lusty." He says he's a 5-year-old boy, and he said, "I'm so greedy and lusty. I have no taste for Krishna katha." Yeah. So these are the words of a drunkard who says, who is drinking? I'm not drinking. Because he has so much taste that even though he's hearing Krishna and speaking Krishna katha the whole day, it's nothing. He has more greed, more desire. He never feels full. He never feels completely full or filled with that. So one way is to, like, we have schedule, you know, okay, 2 o'clock, lunch. So, 8 o'clock, Bhagavatam. Yeah. So you have schedule and you eat. And then you eat and eat and then you think, oh, okay, I should see Krishna. Oh, actually Krishna is there. Hare Krishna. And we remember. And the other way, then, sometimes the universal schedule moves and then we feel some pressure from some reactions from before, and we feel, oh, I need some shelter. What's wrong? I need some shelter. Oh, actually, it's Krishna. Oh, I should turn to Krishna. And then maybe we try to... Huh? Yes. There's this story about the rich man every day feeding beggars, and he was coming out on the balcony looking, and they don't look at him. And they eat and go, or they eat and they don't pay attention. So then he took small stones and started throwing on their head, and then they look up. Oh, look! This is the he's giving food. So then they say thank you. I forgot who. I think Atmatattva or some of it's like, you know, the Indian illustration of that sometimes, so that we get the understanding, we can get a little stone. Oops. Yeah. Oh yes, Krishna. Okay. So I think Atmatattva was saying this. So he said, better to do it before. To thank Krishna before, then these, we will be protected. We will not have the need to be reminded. Okay, Hare Krishna. Let me check. Did it come? Yes, something. I also sometimes can't see all the comments. Some comments I see, some comments Facebook doesn't show for some reason. Okay, so. Where? Ah, here. Oh, They just put a warning, caution sign. Then. Okay, Krishna's presence in moving and non-moving creatures, Kijai. Srila Prabhupada, Kijai.